we've been looking at the prayers of Paul through our series, which have really been good. I found them really encouraging. I don't know about you, to pray those prayers for each other or for myself. It's given you something to pray for. So today we are looking at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 19, which Peter read for us earlier. And I don't know about you, but when you hear that section, it's sort of overwhelming. There's so much stuff in there. I didn't really know sort of like where to start in a way. But there were two words that sort of stuck out to me. And I'm just going to share my screen, I hope. Sorry, the host has disabled me. Okay. I'm getting there.
That should be fine now.
Yeah, it's fine. Thank you. So this was the verse that sort of stuck out to me, and which is verse 16 to 19. And there's two words really that came out, and they were these two words, power and love. And I mean, that's the stuff that great stories and films are made of, isn't it? Power and love, from sort of Little Women to Star Wars, you know, we're used to it. And here it is in God's big story as well, power and love. And I don't know what you think of when I mention the word power. It could be lots of different things. But one of the words that came to my mind was sort of like rocket power. And this was the Mars robot that was launched a week or so ago. And the amount of power that needed to send that rocket with that robot up there was amazing. And I thought of that power. And then I thought about this sort of power. And I know some of you have been looking at sort of making Lego things recently. We were talking about that with Mary's picture. And I was thinking the Lego pictures are great. The Lego building is great, but actually it doesn't function unless you've got one of these. This is a Lego power battery, which is quite exciting because it makes things like trains or something that you've made work. So that was a different sort of power. And then this is what happens to me quite a lot. It's a battery or a charger for my phone. Now, I haven't got one of these snazzy power chargers, but I just like the picture. But that I see that on my phone quite often, the power's gone down. And that's what I need, is a power that gives us energy, gives me energy in my phone again for it to work. So those are the types of power I was thinking about. But is that the sort of power that Paul was talking about in Ephesians? I was thinking, what sort of power is he talking about? But he's talking about the power that the Holy Spirit brings. The Spirit brings us power. But it's not that sort of power like that we might be thinking about, but it's the power that brings us to life. It's life-giving power. It's the power by the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And that's another prayer of Paul's in chapter 1, where it says that it's the power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. So that's the power we're thinking about this morning, that breath-giving, life-giving power. It's the ruach of God, the power and life-giving breath. And then we've heard a lot, haven't we, recently about how important breathing deeply and breathing properly is in relation to dealing with coronavirus. And there's been a lot of emphasis on breathing and the power that makes you breathe. That's the Holy Spirit power type in us that Paul is talking about. It's the power that makes Jesus come and live in us, because he was raised from the dead, and therefore, if we've got that life in us, he can live in us. He can live his life out in us. So in our daily lives, we can be living the life that Jesus wants us to live, breathing his breath. So as we get up in the morning, as we come up against difficult things, difficult decisions, difficult people perhaps, it's his life that he wants us to be living. It's being with Jesus and doing what Jesus did and saying the things he said. It's really discipleship, what we were talking about a while ago. So I think those are the things that we need to think about as we live this power and live through this power that Jesus is living in us. He wants us to live out his life. In a sense, we become his image, the image of Christ to others. We are his life. And that really is quite sort of exciting, but it can seem to be sometimes quite hard. And you might say, I don't know, I don't really feel I've got rocket power, and I certainly don't feel like that. But I often feel a bit like my phone and I need charging up. But we know that we have got that resource that we can go to, the Holy Spirit. Now, recently during lockdown, I've been doing some Pilates on Zoom, which I tell you is a bit fun, really. But the other day, I was on this mat and I was looking down, trying to do this plank with this person telling me in the background what I was supposed to be doing. And I saw these words, empower your fitness. And I thought, you know, I don't feel very empowered. In fact, you know, this is pretty hard going. But all the time, the instructor was saying, you're getting stronger. As we keep doing this, you're getting stronger. And it seemed like hard work, and it was, but I'm sure it is doing some good. It is making me stronger. And I just think that the Holy Spirit is like that. He comes to us and empowers us to be stronger, to give us core strength, that it might seem like hard work. It might seem that the difference is really small to begin with, but actually he builds up power in us and strength in us. And that really encouraged me as I thought about the Holy Spirit working through us. And often we read as well in Corinthians that it's through our weakness, that weakness that you feel weak, that Jesus can show his power and he can live through us. And that was really encouraged. That's what encouraged me as I was looking at this, was the fact that even though I might be weak and energyless and not like a rocket bombing off, but I can be full of the Holy Spirit that gives me that energy from him as I live my life daily. So that's what I want to be doing, is building on that core strength. So we're going to pause now and we'll come back a bit later to talk about how we can get that power.
Thanks, Karina. Yeah, we'll be back with Karina in just a moment, but let's just take a short moment to just reflect on what's been said so far and give room for God to speak to us. So I just invite you to think about maybe what, if you were to use the battery analogy right now, how would you describe your battery levels right now? How much breath is in your lungs? Why don't we just take a moment? Let's just kind of allow God to speak to us and help us reflect on how we think we are in our kind of spiritual levels now, in our kind of capacity to have God's power. Where are we right now? Lord God, we're just inviting you to speak to us. Lord, we just place before you any areas of distraction or sin or weakness in us that are preventing us from getting fully charged, if you like. Lord, we pray that this morning, this moment in time, would be a moment to give you areas of our lives where we want to feel more empowered. We give you that core strength within us, Lord, and ask that you would help us to be fit and ready to enjoy the life you're calling us to.
Exciting, that's really great. I looked at those instructions and I was thinking, how do I do that? But it was really great to see everybody, and having made them and see them, they're really great. So that's what we're going to be looking at in this next section, is about being rooted in love. And it's really important from those pictures, you can see how important it is for the roots and the branches. They go out about the same. They sort of extend both ways, down and up and across and out. And it's important for trees to have those roots going down the same depth as they're going up to keep the stability. So I'm going to share my screen again, and hopefully we can see what, just move that on. Yeah, now, so this was a tree that I saw in Singapore. And it's, look at its roots, their aerial roots, they're coming out of the trunk. And you just imagine how big that, you can't see the rest of that tree, but you can just imagine how big it was. And the roots were going down. And it was really encouraging to see that that year in 2019, I had decided that my word for the year was rooted. So and this verse in Ephesians 3, which is why I sort of chose this bit, was a word that I really thought about during the year, and it really helped me. And this tree made me really think how important roots into God's love are. And then last week we went for a walk out on Dartmoor, and this was Trentford Reservoir, and we quite quickly came across this. And this tree had recently fallen down, which is quite, you know, amazing, because we've had nice weather and then we just have some windy weather. And but what you noticed about it was that the roots were really, they weren't actually stable, because they were like on another tree and there were other trees around it. There wasn't good soil around it. And it made me think about how important it is that the soil that we put our roots down into is so good. And we know that the power that we're talking about comes from the roots, because roots are really important for keeping us stable, keeping plants, trees stable. They're important for getting food and water, nutrients, and they also store up energy for the future, which is great. So those are the things we're looking at with roots. And this tree, obviously something had gone a little bit awry here and it unfortunately fell down. Now, the types of roots that we can have, you might know this, you might not, tap roots and fibrous roots. And I don't know about you, but these tap roots, they grow in my garden as dandelions. And more I try and pull them up, the more that they seem to grow. And that's because I can't get all the way down and get all those roots out. I'm not very good. I'm a bit sort of, you know, I can't be bothered to sort of dig all the way down and get it up. And then what happens is that next year they come again and I get more dandelions. So those roots are really strong and they go really deep into the soil. The soil we've been thinking about today is God's love. It's the love of God. And these other roots, other types of roots, they go really wide. They are fibrous. They're extensive, and they seek out and explore the soil to get water, nutrients, and to store things. And this taproot, it's got energy stored in it. And we know that carrots are like that, and we eat those, don't we? So that's really great. There's storage in that, in those roots. So that's the sort of love that we're talking about when we talk about being rooted in God's love. And that's the love that Paul says will keep us strong, will keep us from falling over, perhaps keep us from being pulled up when somebody is trying to pull you up, keep you really firm. And in times when it's difficult, things like even the, you know, the pandemic around, it's been really hard. But if our roots are going into God's love, then we can find some stability and some know what we're about. And I've been reading a passage in 1 John, which really helped me understand a bit more about God's love. And it talks about God's love actually being God. God is love. So actually, when we put our roots into God, we're putting them into Him, His very being, His very nature. So God is love. And then in chapter 3, we probably might remember that verse that says, what love the Father has given us, that He's called us His children. He's given us identity in His love. Like Richard earlier, being rooted in God gives you that identity about being His child, being His sons and daughters, being people that live as His children. And then another verse tells us that we can overflow with love. In other words, it's some words that Jesus said, that if we love God, we should love one another. We should be investing. We should be like those fibrous roots going out. We should be investing in others. So loving God, loving people. Have you heard that before somewhere? And then lastly, God's love. There's a verse 18 in chapter 4 said, God's love drives out fear. And that has been so important, I think, during this time of coronavirus, where fear has been on people's faces. It's been in people's actions. You can see it. But God's love in us can drive out that sense of fear and anxiety. And that's what we're asking for, perhaps on a daily basis. So those are the things that help us sort of know that we're in God's love. We can push into him. We can push into his love and find out a bit more as we explore. We'll never understand it. So that's what the fun bit about Paul's verses here. He's praying that we'll understand. And he says, oh, but you can't, because it's so vast. And so what we're going to have now is a testimony or a story from Kath Entrican, who's going to share a little bit about how she's experienced some of God's love.
Hi, everybody. As you know, or a lot of you will know, that I work for SWIM, Southwest Youth Ministries, and our offices had been on Pinot Road in Exeter for 12 years or so. And in January 2017, my boss came into the office and said, we can't fit in this space any longer. We had no spare money, but there was about eight of us in two rooms of a terraced house. And some of us were standing in the porch or the toilet to make phone calls. We were really cramped. So we looked at lots of property online, and everything was so expensive or in the wrong location for us. So we felt that God had given us the verse from Ephesians 3 verse 20 the previous summer. So we stood in the strength of verse 14 to 19 that was read earlier, and we prayed verse 20. To cut a long story short, in the August of that same year, we moved into a space that God provided for us, a building that was beyond our wildest dreams. We had space, storage, parking. It was just incredible. And we don't have a mortgage and we don't have a debt. God had provided for us immeasurably more than we could have asked or imagined. So now we have Ephesians 3, verse 20, up on the wall to remind us for the future. And we have a new battle now to fight. So every 6 weeks, all of SWIM go away for a conference for 4 days. And that conference centre is now shut down and is not reopening. So again, we are praying verse 20, knowing the verses around it, that we are rooted and established in God, and he wants the very best for us. He wants the best for his children, and we trust that we will grow through these current difficulties and look forward with excitement to what he's going to provide next. Thanks, Karina.
Thanks, Kath. That's really encouraging and really helpful, because it takes us into thinking about the fruit, or something that comes from having good roots and roots that go deep. We saw those pictures from the Alfords with blossom on, and I think that's what happens when our roots are deep, then the tree will actually blossom and bring forth fruit. And that it reminded me of Psalm 1, where it talks about a person who's following God, whose roots are going deep by the streams, and that they bring forth fruit, they have fruit in their season. So that's a bit of encouragement for us to think about some of the things that we're growing and growing into as we put our roots deep. And so what I'd like you to do this week, as you think about it, if you go back to looking at what the kids were doing earlier, or you might have drawn a picture of a tree with roots, what sort of things have you got that you can put in those roots to actually help them grow. It might be that you feel that you need to perhaps spend some more time reading God's word just this week. You could read, say, 1 John or something like that, which I found helpful. It may be that you want to spend more time with God, and just generally, just when you're out and if you are out and about, just when you're doing stuff. Because, you know, when you love somebody, you probably want to be with them. And that's been quite hard, isn't it, through lockdown, where people, you know, the people you love. I know I found it difficult not to see my kids. And it's really hard because you think you want to be with them. And it's a bit like that. If we love God, then we probably will want to spend some time with him. So why not try doing a bit more of that? What about praying some of these prayers of Paul that we've been looking at? You've got the little book that we've had, which is great, and you can actually pray those prayers, and there are loads more as well that you can go for. What about as well being thankful for things that we've got and things that we've had, things that God has done for us in the past? When we think back, really helps us look forward to the future. So why not think about those things? Why not ask the Holy Spirit when you're feeling really you need to ask the Holy Spirit to come and help. Speaking tongues, ask him for a picture or a word for somebody that will help or encourage. That could be something that could spread your roots, explore those roots. And what about giving time for others? Because that was in that chapter as well, about investing in other people. It might be one person, might be somebody that you want to be, somebody in your family, could be neighbors, whatever. Invest in others. Those things can help put our roots deeper. So this week, perhaps you could just think of one thing and you could put it on your roots. You could think about what you might be thinking about this week that can help your roots go deeper into God's love. So I just want to end with that, really, to say, just think about how day by day we can make sure that our roots are being looked after. And we know that when the winds come, when it gets rough and perhaps difficult, if those roots are deep, then we won't be pulled over. So thanks everybody for listening, and I hope that you can take something of that away for your week this week. Thanks.
Hi everyone, we're going to just have a song to kind of reflect on that.